The Bush administration wants to cut mercury pollution from big coal-burning power plants 70% by the year 2018. State Republicans have been blocking Wisconsin's plan to cut emissions 90% by the year 2015. One of the Republicans, Assembly Natural Resources Committee Chair Dwayne Johnsrud, likes most of the EPA plan. He says it calls for a first round of mercury emissions cuts, 29% within 3 years. That's faster than Wisconsin's proposal.
Definitely, we would be much better off under a federal plan, obviously, because only 1 to 2% of our mercury comes from our fossil fuel powered plants in Wisconsin that lands in Wisconsin waters. Most of our mercury comes from other sources, other states, and even other countries.
But the DNR and state environmentalists expect to try to change Johnsrud's mind. Eric Urim of the Sierra Club says the federal mercury reduction plan may not bring faster cuts here because of a cap-and-trade proposal that will let some utilities cut emissions and sell pollution credits to other power companies.
If these reductions are made, states that don't border Wisconsin, that are many, many miles away, then the benefits would not come to Wisconsin. The only thing that would come to Wisconsin are the credits that could be bought by the polluters. We would still end up with the mercury in our lakes and streams.
Urim also says the federal mercury plan may be held up in court. Representative Johnsrud admits he has some questions about the cap-and-trade proposal. Now, there are reports that state Senate Republicans are offering to get out of the way of the DNR mercury plan if Governor Doyle okays several controversial parts of the GOP's so-called Job Creation Act. The Sierra Club says state capital politicians should stick to scientific solutions and not political deals. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.